95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
Yeah, this is Bill Broderick, the Battle Creek Choir, and the big cheer once again on WBCK for the first Coach's Corner coming to you from downtown Battle Creek, the borderline. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue that as we head into the first week of the high school football season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. Week one of the season will be this week with most of the teams in the area opening on Thursday. City rivalry will get things started right with Harbor Creek going to Lakeview. Last year was one of the best games of the year with Harbor Creek winning in a walk-off as time ran out. Also on Thursday, the schedule looks like this. Penfield will host Lake Odessa Lakewood. In area games, Burr Oak will be at Athens. Tekonsha will travel to Bellevue. Climax Scotts will be at Grand Rapids North Point. Coldwater will be at Sturgis. Cullen will be at Goebbels. Galesburg Augusta will be at Decatur. Gull Lake will play at Marshall. Homer at Grass Lake. Olivet at Chippewa Hills. Union City at Centerville, and a couple of games on Friday this week. Battle Creek Central will host Byron Center at CW Post. St. Phil will be at Bangor. And in the area, Bronson will host LaGrange Prairie Heights. We'll be back with our first coach of the morning after this commercial. This is Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
Hey, welcome back. This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Choir. A reminder that all week in the Battle Creek Choir, starting Monday, we'll be having season previews for all of our city and area football teams. Check it out online on battlecreekchoir.com. with city previews, city schedules, coaches interviews, and more. And throughout the week, and we look at the top players in the area and the top teams all leading up to opening night on Friday. The first coach we'll hear from this morning is Mason Converse at Harbor Creek. Coach Converse couldn't be with us this morning, but I had a chance to chat with him this week at practice. Harbor Creek is coming off a 6-3 regular season last year and a playoff berth. And as we said before, Harbor Creek is getting ready to face city rival Lakeview in week one. Here's my conversation with Coach Converse of Harbor Creek. All right, we're here on the first Coach's Corner of the season. We're here with Coach Converse of Harbor Creek. Expecting big things for this team that went to the playoffs last year and has a lot of returning players. Talk about the excitement around the team right now, Coach.
You know, it's just been a terrific off season, and obviously the way last season ended wasn't the way we wanted to with a first round playoff loss, but all that experience and all of that hurt has the boys have put a lot of work in, and they're super excited for this year. We've been pointing to this year for a long time with this group of juniors and seniors together, and we are excited. The kids are excited. It feels like the community is excited. We had about 1,000 people at our blue and white scrimmage last week, and what a tremendous community event it was, just to see the support from the community to come out for really a practice. Yeah. And it was just a fun, great way to kick off the start of school and the start of fall sports, and it's going to be a terrific fall here for everybody.
Harbor Creek was in the running last year for the Interstate 8 Conference, and we'll be in it again. And talk about the goals there and the big dogs in the conference that you have to kind of look out for.
I mean, our goals are absolutely to win a conference championship, but we want to play our best in big moments when our best is needed is really what we're kind of focusing on week to week. And we can't look ahead to Hastings and Parma. We have to really take care of business before that. So that is a challenge because we've got important games before that. We've got to see conference rivals in Coldwater and Penfield before we even get there. But we do know that the middle of the season, those middle three games, with games 6 and 7, we're at Parma and home against Hastings. We know that the league championship really goes through those two schools, because those are the guys that have either shared the title or had the title really the last 4 years.
Yeah, a lot of key returners coming back to, that gives you guys a lot of confidence for this season. And as it has the last couple of years, it starts up front with the offensive line. Arbor Creek's one of the better offensive lines in the area, and it starts with several returning starters. Let's talk about that group a little bit.
I'll put my guys up against any other offensive line in the area, and I don't mean that to sound arrogant, just I know the work that these guys have put in. And when we look at all of these guys together, the brotherhood that they have had, and those five guys in terms of Zach Kitchen, Ricky Johnson, Demarion Ashley, Caden Decker, and Brendan Van Sickle, there are very few lines that are going to be able to look that good toe-to-toe against, you know, when they compare them to our line. And now, that doesn't mean anything until we prove it on the field, but we know that with their experience and the work that they've put in, that we're expecting big things from them, and couldn't be more excited. You don't get lines like this very often, and this could be a pretty special group, and we're hoping that they achieve those goals.
Some key skill players for you are going to help you move the ball behind those guys. Let's talk about who stood out so far in that group.
Well, Jesus Macedo is going to be our signal caller again. He won the quarterback job again this offseason and preseason, so he'll be the starter for us at quarterback. He's a three-year starter, so we're bringing back a tremendous amount of experience there. Another person who took quarterback reps last year for us, but we had a void at tailback, and he's just an exciting runner, is Chase Nichols. And couldn't be more proud of him. If you would have seen him as a freshman, you would have never thought he was even a football player. And the work that he is a testament to what weight room work can do. And he is exciting, and he is explosive. And we're expecting big things from him in the tailback spot. And then Braden Bass at tight end is a three-year starter for us. That he plays tight end, outside linebacker, and just a tremendous competitor. He's one of our verbal leaders on the team, and one of the guys that is going to get everybody going that every team needs. And we couldn't do the things we do without someone like him.
The season starts fast for you guys right away. You get a city rival right off the bat. Last year, that was one of the better games of the whole season for any team, and there's a lot of excitement around that team. So talk about opening week, and what you guys are excited about that, I'm sure.
Really, two city rivals right off the bat, and what a great opportunity for the city of Battle Creek again. For us, just the fact that our schedules work out, that we get to play Lakeview week one and Battle Creek Central week two, and we know city rivalry. Again, there are no records because we both come into the game without a game yet, but we know it's a city rivalry, and everybody's going to bring their A game. So it doesn't matter what your records were the year before, even what they are at the moment, because it's a rivalry game. And with any rivalry game, there's a lot of emotions, but it's a lot of fun because it is a clean rivalry. The lifetime series between Lakeview and Harper Creek is maybe only separated by one game total. So it's just exciting, and that's how competitive the series has been throughout the years. So just a great opportunity to continue a great rivalry.
Look forward to that opening week, Harper Creek against Lakeview, starting off with our game of the week, and that'll be a lot of fun. And we'll see you on the sidelines, Coach.
Sounds good. Thanks,
right,
Bill.
Thanks, Coach.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer. That was a good conversation with Coach Converse for that opening week game, a game to get excited about, Harbor Creek versus Lakeview. And that will be the game of the week on WBCK 95.3 FM as well. And as WBCK did all season last year, they will be picking a player of the game sponsored by Lakeview Ford. So we're looking forward to that. Our next coach of the morning is Robbie Hatton of Penfield. Coach Hatton also had a prior commitment for this weekend before the season gets started. And a little chat with Coach here soon. Penfield went 4-5 last year, missed a spot in the playoffs, but they made great progress after going 0-9 two seasons ago. We chatted with Coach Hatton this week about the season opener with Lake Odessa. Here's our conversation with Coach Hatton.
All right, we're here on our first Coach's Corner of the season here with Coach Hatton of Penfield, and talking about the first week coming up, but also the off season and how things are going. Let's talk about your team and how you see it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're young. We have quite a few sophomores up that'll get some substantial playing time. And our seniors and juniors have 1 year of experience under their belt with our system and our culture and how we do things and our family atmosphere. So we're definitely taking strides in the right way. We're excited to see how the season unfolds.
Key players coming back for you who you're kind of excited about. Let's talk about a couple of those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one kid that's getting a lot of college attention right now is Gavin May. You see him, he's 6'3", 225 pounds. He's an animal. He's an all-conference linebacker as a sophomore, and we expect big things out of him his junior year, both on both sides of the ball. And then, obviously returning is Brendan Back. He had a great year for us last year and moved to a new position at tailback, and we're hoping he can kind of take the lead on that and, really, really make some strides and help our run game.
You talked about your style of play a little bit. You guys looking like you're going to grind the ball a little bit, some time management here a little bit also, and control the game a little bit. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year I thought we were a little too explosive. I don't know if you hear coaches say that too much, We scored too quick at times. And we've got to be able to control the time, limit our turnovers, take time off the clock, and rely on our defense and give them some breaks here and there. I think our strength is going to be our run game, but also our defense is going to be tough.
Talk about week one. It comes around quick. It's a quick summer, and we're already week one. So let's talk about that opponent and how excited are you guys for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Week one at home versus Lakewood. We're real excited to play them Thursday night and just get our season started the right way. It's Rocket football night, so we'll have a lot of kids out here, be a big crowd. We're real excited for that, and it's just going to be a good time.
What do you know about them so far in terms of what they did last year and what they have kind of
We don't know much yet. They got a new coach. We got to break down scrimmage tape. Right now we're just getting ready, and we'll break everything down and get ready Monday.
And we're talking about the second year in the program for you, and came in with a lot of excitement, brought a lot of excitement back to the program, had a whole off season to get even more momentum there. Talk about that momentum and how important that is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Our numbers are up this year. The biggest thing is numbers in the weight room are up. Numbers for our off-season conditioning program, numbers for our off-season training programs, our 7-on-7s, our OTIs, they're up. And it's because kids saw, hey, we had some success in year one. And obviously, 4 and 5, it's great, but that's not where we want to be. We're not going to make that the highlight of our careers is going 4 and 5 year one. So we got to keep building. And, I think the biggest thing was just the excitement level throughout the school. Even in basketball, carry it over. They won a district title in basketball, had a solid year in baseball. It's got to keep going, keep building.
Yeah. And we're going excited for Penfield for the next season. And this season, playing Lakewood and Lake Odessa in the first week.
Yep.
And Penfield fans can get excited for that. Looking forward to it, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
All right, thanks.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick back on Coach's Corner down here at Lakeview Ford. The high school football season does get started this week, but high school sports itself has had a busy week as it's started up earlier this week. We had some exciting action going on. We had the All-City Soccer Tournament last night with Harbor Creek winning its first All-City Boys soccer title in 16 years. One of the volleyball tournaments that kick off the season every year is the Go Lake Invitational, and Lakeview and Go Lake met in the finals of that with Lakeview beating Go Lake in a battle of powerhouses. And today, one of the premier volleyball tournaments every year is at St. Phil's, hosting the Cary Adams Tournament. It's important to the St. Phil community for that, and St. Phil's back on the floor for that. And the All-City Tennis Tournament is going on this morning also over at Harper Creek. But we're here to talk about football, and it's the high school football season starting this week, and St. Phil's getting ready for a big week one game with Bangor, and we're here with Coach Mark Bassetti to talk about the Fighting Tigers and what we have going on. How's it going, Coach?
Good, Bill. How are you?
Real good. St. Phil's getting ready for another big season of 8-player division football, and I know you guys are excited about season starting and putting this team together, and you have several returning seniors coming back, and that's what you're kind of excited about.
Yeah, and we had our scrimmage last night, and it showed. We were pretty good in a lot of areas that, these kids have been there for 4 years, and they know what to do. They know what we expect, and they handled themselves really well during the scrimmage. We didn't have a lot of issues, a lot of breakdowns or things like that. So we got a lot accomplished last night just because of the fact that we weren't breaking in new kids. And it's nice to have experience back. I mean, we have starters that are seniors and juniors. So it's been a long time since we've had that, and it's nice to have it.
Talking to a couple of your guys this week, and they mentioned that themselves. A lot of your seniors played as freshmen, and when you guys were a lot younger team and had to learn from experience and kind of got beat up a little bit earlier. But now that because of that experience, they're coming in. They've been looking forward to this year when that whole group is going to have their senior year together. And we have like five seniors coming back or six.
We have five coming back. We have six seniors on the team.
Yeah, and five of those are starters. And talk about that group and who you're excited about.
Well, the group, yeah, we've got Colt Myers. Colt Myers has been one of our better players for 4 years. He's obviously he's our quarterback, and he's an exceptional linebacker. We don't like playing quarterbacks at linebacker, but Colt's a different story. You know, he's just always been real instinctive as a linebacker. We have Nate Rappel-Jay coming back as a senior. And Nate plays running back. He'll play wide receiver on offense, but we can play Nate anywhere we need to on defense. He's capable, and he has played every position. He played down as a younger player. He's plays defensive end for us right now. He might be our best defensive back. So we move him. We'll move him around between defensive end linebacker and defensive back where we need him. Brady Lightfoot is a linebacker and running back that we've had for forever. Brady's a tough kid. Last year he got hurt, real serious injury, but he's back this year, and we couldn't be happier to have him back and playing well. Our true offensive lineman, Chris Gaona, I mean, you look for size. He's the kid on our team that has size. You know, he's capable of dominating the line. And, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and he can move. And probably the one that, you know, we're most surprised with is Sawyer Weiss. Sawyer had an issue with linemen. Sawyer was a wide receiver, tight end for us last year. Sawyer moved to guard, and we were just amazed last night in our scrimmage at how well he played guard. And it really, you know, for the first time ever in his life that he's played as a lineman. And he did a great job. I mean, we were shocked at, not that he played well, but he picked everything up and the way he handled everything so quickly. So it was really good to see that. You know, now we've got Benny Nelson and Brogan Lightfoot. They're the other two starters we have coming back from last year.
And you and I talked this week about having that experience at quarterback and how important that is for with Colt Myers playing quarterback and him being able to maybe come up to the line and look at what the defense has given him and then make some adjustments on the line. And that's going to be fun for you as a coach to kind of watch this year and see how that kind of plays out. Is that right?
Well, that'll be fun for our new offensive coordinator. That'll be his to take care of. But Colt is very capable of recognizing things and audibling into things and changing things. But, you know, Coach Downey, back when he was coaching before, when he was the head coach, you know, he's going to always ask kids, what are you seeing? Because they're going to know more than what we can see. You know, it's right in front of them. He always has asked the kids, what are you seeing? What do you think? You know, and with Colt, that's going to be a real nice sounding board for him because Colt's a pretty smart kid.
First week, you guys are playing Friday night on the road at Bangor.
Yep.
Tell us what you know about them so far and what you have to look forward to.
Well, we played them last year, and they had mostly a senior team. We don't know what their JVs were like last year because their JV schedule kind of fell apart. They have a new coach this year, so I haven't exchanged films yet. When I leave here, I'm going to go home and get the films exchanged, so we really don't know what to expect until we see it.
But we know we're going to have a lot of fun, and that's what's exciting time. Everyone looks forward to that first game of the season. I know the kids are eager for that to come around. And
well, they know that our first game, is as far as our schedule and what we're hoping to accomplish this year, our first game is key. You know, we really would be a big help to what we want to accomplish if we come out of that game with a win.
That'll get you guys off to a good start for the season, and you'll still have all your goals in front of you at that point if that were to happen. But thanks a lot, Coach. We'll look forward to that St. Phil game on the road at Bangor, and we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
Spartans, how's it going, Coach?
Good. It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Yep. We have Lakeview getting ready for its big season here. It's going to host Harper Creek in one of the games of the year every year. When that comes around, it'll be on Thursday night. That'll kick off the football season for us, and that'll be exciting. Before we get into that, we'll talk about how the Spartans are looking this year and how you guys are preparing for the season. Lakeview won its last three games of the season last year and end up 3-6. And lost several offensive weapons, but from talking to you this week, what you do like is that you guys have a lot of overall players back and good numbers overall in the program, and you're excited about that. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, very much so. As I said to you last week, you can't replace the three kids that we had that left as seniors. And so we just need some kids to step up and, you know, work together, fill those roles kind of. And I'm excited with some of the weight room numbers we had over the summer. You know, we increased that by about 20 to 30 kids. And, when you look at overall depth on our, in our program, I think we got a lot of kids that can play the game.
A lot of kids are going to be some new faces and some new places there, and we'll talk about a couple of those guys. Like you said, you lost your quarterback and your running back from last year and a receiver, but talk about a quarterback who kind of waited his turn, had a tough break last year in terms of injury, but he's fired up for the season after a really nice off season and getting healthy, and you're excited about his play coming up. Is that right?
Yeah. Jack is going to be a senior. Unfortunately, last year, a week before the season started, you know, hurt his knee, tore an ACL, and has spent the last year obviously rehabbing that. He's a swimmer, so he got to do his swimming season, got to golf this year, and then now he's, you know, obviously getting that chance to go play football. You know, did all the right things leading up to last year, and unfortunately, something outside of football took that season away. But looking forward to him to have a great year. He's got a really good arm, a really good head on his shoulders, and we're looking for some really good things out of him.
What you like to do, going back to your days of Homer, you like to use those skill out athletes to try to make something happen, spread the field a little bit, get guys out in space, and if you have some running backs, run the ball. If you have some nice receivers and a guy could throw the ball, do that as well. And let's talk about some of those skill positions that are going to allow you to open up the playbook a little bit more this year.
Sure. In the running back position, I got three or four kids that can carry the football, and at our scrimmage on Thursday, a lot of them made some really good cuts. A lot of them made some really good plays. There's, again, when we talk about the depth piece, there's kids that can carry that football, be fresh at all times. So that looks really good. And, I got a returning tight end, Spencer Shotwell, that has, you know, really good hands as well. And he's a physical kid that can help block up front. We got a couple of younger tight ends that are going to be stepping up and filling a role that maybe give us a little different look at times, having a little bit more size on the field. And then wide receiver wise, we got, you know, obviously lose Davis Barr, but we're returning everybody else that was there. I mean, Davis took, 50 catches last year. There's not much to go around after that. But, there are some kids that were on that field that could still catch a football. Gavin Deal, Zach Rogers, those kids can catch a ball and do some things for us. So, you know, excited to see what they can do. And really, you know, sometimes I think last year we could get one track focus. Like I got Davis, I got Zach, I got Jake. using the whole field, making, you know, defenses respect all 11 players on the field will be fun as an offensive coordinator for myself.
I got the feeling from you also from chatting with you is that you had a real nice offseason in the weight room, and some of that's going to show on the offensive and defensive line. You have some key guys there that you like their work in the offseason and how they're kind of coming into this season?
Yeah, so, you know, when I came in, we were talking about how many kids do we have benching 225, and now it's how many we got at 315, you know, making those strides in the weight room, how many we squatting over 400, how many are deadlifting over 500, you know, making those strides in the weight room is a good thing. Are we where we want to be? No, but we're making some of those strides, and I think we'll see some of those kids that put that weight or that work in the weight room over the whole past year do some really nice things on the football field. So I'm excited for, you know, Frank Buffard, who's a junior. You look at all the measurables, he's 6'4", 295, and, you know, he's a big, strong kid. First year of playing football was last year, played JV role, and I'm looking for him to take big steps. Jamie Boykins, a kid that has just dominated the weight room and the strongest kid across the board in all of our lifts. Look for him offensive, defensive line-wise, doing some good things. And we got some younger guys that have really done a good job in the weight room that are going to be there as well.
We have first week of the season is one of the games that we get excited for every year. And you're playing Lakeview. I mean, Lakeview's playing Harbor Creek. That year was kind of a heartbreaker for you. You guys had it maybe in your hands, and then Harbor Creek won on the last play of the game, and they were able to springboard that win for a real good season, and maybe that loss kind of sent you guys a step back, and you end up losing in the next five games and starting out 0-6 before you turn things around. That game was a little bit of a heartbreaker, but this is a new year, and playing Harbor Creek is one of the best games you kind of get up for to open the season. You guys are kind of excited about that, isn't that right?
Oh, definitely excited. I mean, the kids, it's a rival, and they want to play that game. It's a test right out of the gate. They're going to be good. There were a ton of kids returning from last year. You just look at the success that their sports have had over the last year. They're doing a great job down there, and we got to step up our game and compete with those guys, and right off the bat, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
We're excited for that game. That'll be the game of the week on WBCK 95 FM here, and sponsored by Lakeview Ford. It'll be our game of the week of the Valley Creek Choir as also, and we'll be talking to Coach Vernon on the sidelines after that game. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down.
Thank you.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning on WBCK 95 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick back on Coach's Corner down here at Lakeview Ford. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Granger at Valley Creek Central Bearcats. How's it going, Coach?
Very well, thank you.
Valley Creek Central will open on Friday night at CW Post Stadium against Byron Center, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that game as we come up. But first, we'll break down the Bearcats as they get ready for this 2024 season. And for the Bearcats, we're talking about some numbers here. We're talking about trying to improve the numbers in the win count from last year, and also trying to work with the numbers that you have on the roster, which has been an ongoing situation for you a little bit, and something that you're kind of build on. But the kids you have out on the team seem to be dedicated and have a total buy-in, and that's what you're kind of excited about. Is that right?
Yeah. Two things, actually, I should announce to the world right now. The game actually has been changed from Friday to Thursday.
Okay.
Unfortunately. Apparently, that's what our contract said it was supposed to be.
All right.
And I didn't know that. Okay. So, but anyway, we will be playing on Thursday night, and we can talk about that in a minute. But yeah, the numbers are light this year for us, participation-wise. And, you know, there's been changes to when school starts, and obviously sports in the fall start before school. And so there's been a lot of confusion, especially with our younger kids, on when football even started. And so I do anticipate a few more kids coming out now that school is in session, but yeah, we do not have a lot of kids playing football right now, and so we've been working with the kids that we have, but the good news is they have a really good attitude. They're really focused on being successful. They want to be the underachieving underdog, whatever you want to call it, in people's mind, so that they can come up and surprise people. You know, we do have some some players that are good players that are looking forward to having some success that have put a lot of work in the off season. We just don't have big numbers, you know, and we don't have that feature player, you know, outside of Cali Bay, really. We don't have that feature player that everybody's looking forward to seeing. Hey, what kind of season are they going to have? This is going to be one of those seasons where a guy who you didn't suspect could probably step up and be a pretty good player for us and that nobody would have seen it coming.
What you have is a core group of seniors coming back, led by Cali Bay, like you talked about, one of the top linebackers in the area. Let's talk about some of that group and who you're excited about in terms of having maybe a big senior season for you.
Yeah, I mean, Cali is our unspoken leader. We haven't really voted on captains or anything on our team, but everybody knows Cali's the leader. I mean, it's his team. He's been the most committed player in that senior class and really the most accoladed player, I will call it, you know, from that group. John Contreras isn't far behind him. I mean, John maybe is our most consistent football player overall. He just hasn't had the kind of attention that Cali has had. He's a little undersized for what he plays. You know, he's a lineman and he stands about 5'10". But he's got some nasty to him. He's really tough on the O-line and the D-line. In fact, in our scrimmage on Thursday, when John was in, our defense was a lot different than when John was not in. So we're looking for some big things out of John. Capri Richardson comes back. He's an outside linebacker in the senior class, and Hector Sanchez is an inside linebacker, running back that comes back. Hector looked really good in the scrimmage on Thursday running the ball. That's one area where we don't know who our guy is going to be at running back, which is unusual for us at Battle Creek Central. We usually have a stable of running backs to choose from. But the last couple of years, we haven't. This year is no exception. We have three guys that carried the ball in the scrimmage on Thursday, and we don't know which one of them is going to step up and be our guy. And we don't care as long as somebody does. So maybe it'll be all three of them, and they'll just have to share carries throughout the year. But we don't think that's a bad thing. You know, we love to run the ball. So whoever it is going to carry a heavy load.
You're coming off an era where you had a same quarterback for 4 years, a four-year starter, which is a nice thing to have as a coach. But that era is over now, and now you're looking at some young guys, and everyone always points to the signal caller. That's where it all starts every snap. And you're working through some guys there, and a rotation might be fluid early on. So let's talk about that situation a little bit more.
Yeah, three guys are kind of vying for the quarterback position. I would say probably the one whose job it is to lose is Randall Gray Jr. He's a junior. He's the most experienced of the three, but none of them really have experience in varsity games. Randall really was our starting JV quarterback last year and filled in after Devoyne got hurt a little bit with the varsity, as did Greg Williams, who's going to be a sophomore. You know, Greg had an injury on Thursday in the scrimmage with his elbow. We don't really know what his status is going to be. We're hoping to have him for week one, but we're not sure how bad that injury is. And so he goes to the doctor on Monday. And, you know, between the two of them, I would say, you know, near term, it's one of those guys that's going to step up and be our starting quarterback. We do have a freshman, too, that if we had better numbers, would probably be our starting JV quarterback. But he's been taking varsity snaps as well. Lee Campbell is his name, and really, you know, could potentially end up starting on our varsity defense anyway. And so if he can progress how we think he might at quarterback, he could wind up creating a controversy at that position. So I do like both Greg and RJ at other positions as well. So, you know, If neither of them was to kind of grab a hold of the quarterback position and make it theirs, and we wanted to play Lee at quarterback, we could always play those other two at other positions because they're very athletic kids that, you know, Randall actually might have the best hands on our whole team, and we really don't have a go-to receiver right now. And so if he's not our quarterback, he might be our feature wide receiver. So Joshua McDonald lines up at wide receiver. He's probably the most experienced kid we have coming back, but has never caught a pass in a varsity game. And so But we will look to him to carry the load a little bit when we throw the ball. And so tough though when you just have kind of one guy that you can feature at wide receiver. It's, you know, everyone will know that.
That's right.
And it'll be, you know, it'd be tough to try to get the ball into his hands because I'm sure defenses will scheme around trying to stop us from doing it.
One thing Valkyrie Central has done well the last several years is getting players to the next level. I know your coaching staff is real involved in that, and you really, that's a goal for you to help these kids continue their education and play maybe football at the next level. And one of the guys that's in the situation to be able to do that this year is Cali Bay, who has Wayne State's really interested in him, and he's going to open some eyes maybe as the season kind of goes and maybe get some more opportunities. Let's talk about Cali a little bit and what makes him a college prospect in your eyes and what makes him a little bit special.
Cali's overlooked. You know, Wayne State thinks he's so good, they're trying to get him to commit already. And, in fact, they've been trying to get him to commit ever since August 1st. They didn't even offer him until, you know, June when we were at their 7-on-7 tournament, and they saw him in person and they were like, wow, we need him on our defense. And they've been pressing him to commit to them. They know he's a good player, and they know that he probably should have offers at bigger schools still. You know, the knock on him from a Division I perspective is that he's just not long enough to play what they want him to play. You know, they look at him as maybe a rush end type of player, but he's, you know, 6'2", 6'3", and not 6'4", 6'5". And so it's just crazy the measurables that the Division I schools use now and how much weight they put in them, because if I was a coach at that level, I just want players that can help me win.
Yeah.
And Cali will help you win.
Yep, Cali is a good one.
He's a good player.
Friday night this week.
Thursday night.
Thursday, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't want to screw that up. Byron Center at CW Post on Thursday night at home. That's a nice rivalry that's kind of began the last couple of years. Talk about Byron Center a little bit and what you're looking forward to on Thursday night.
Well, you know, Byron Center is good. Looking at their scrimmage film, I mean, it opens up with them scrimmaging Rockford. Everybody knows the history of Rockford football, and they are competitive. If not overpowering Rockford in that scrimmage film, and they just have a lot of strengths. Their experience, you know, they have a very experienced quarterback, and then just several returning players on both sides of the ball. They also two platoon their kids, so they only play on one side of the ball, which means they get to practice that twice as much, since they're not having to go to the other side of the ball to practice. And so they're really advanced in what they're doing right now, even at the early stages of the season. So we have our work cut out for us to try and figure out what we need to do defensively to stop them. And then, of course, you know, we have to establish something offensively that we haven't had in a while. You know, we scored 8 points in the scrimmage, which is kind of tuned for what we did last year. So we've got to find a way to run the ball, and that's our goal going into this week, is establishing the run.
All right, thanks, Coach, for talking about the Bearcats this year. We're looking forward to a nice season and starting on Thursday night at CW Post Stadium. That's it for Coach's Corner for this week. You guys will be talking about high school football every week at this time on WBCK 95.3 FM. And for more on the whole season, including previews, like we said, starting on Monday in the Valkyrie Inquirer online, valkyrieinquirer.com, and in the print edition every day the next week leading up to Thursday's games. We will be back next Saturday at 9 a.m. For another edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.